BBC Radio Oxford, it is Wednesday morning with me, Adam Ball, and of course today's Valentine's Day. Romance is in the air, and maybe actually it's got you thinking you might be ready to take your romance to the next level. So, of course, I'm talking about a proposal. But what is the best way to propose? What should you be doing? What time should it be? How much should you spend on the ring? Well, let's use maths to answer some of these questions. Tom Crawford is a mathematician from Oxford University who devises formulas that help with some of life's big questions. It's not the first time he's been into my show. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
It's great to have you with us. Now, just remind us, first of all, about some of the things that you've done with maths, because people can see it as quite dry, but actually you show how maths can be used in a really fun and useful way, don't you?
That is the hope, yes. As a mathematician, I am, of course, pretty biased about how much I enjoy the subject. But I think last time we talked about tantrums on planes.
That's right.
Keeping your kids occupied. I think in the past we've talked about formula for good value when you're purchasing products. So I get approached a lot by people who want to use maths to help them make decisions in life. And as a mathematician, that's something that I sort of do without realizing. And one of the things I'm quite passionate about is helping people to realize just how useful maths can be in this everyday sense. Because obviously lots of people are scared of it. It's not their thing. Completely fine. But, you know, each to their own. But as someone who enjoys the subject, I'm trying my best to like share that enjoyment with everybody else and help people understand why it's useful, and then hopefully it doesn't appear as scary as they first think.
I mean, actually, the world revolves around maths, essentially, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
There's maths in everything.
There is maths in everything, and that is, you know, doing formulas and examples like this is me trying to prove that maths revolves, you know, that maths is in everything, and that the whole world does indeed revolve around maths.
So on this occasion, then, you've turned your math skills to the world of love. Talk to me about this.
Yes, this has been one of the most difficult, I have to say. So when I was, so this is in partnership with Asda, and they wanted to do something to help people on Valentine's Day, as you say, today. And they sort of approached me and said, can we do a mathematical formula for love? This is one thing that I was like, I'm not sure maths has the answer to love. But what I think we can do with maths is try to help people with romance. And after some discussions, we sort of settled on, let's help people who are potentially thinking about proposing, and specifically proposing at home. So one of the things that came back from Asda's research was that due to higher costs, cost of living, etc., more people are spending date nights, romantic dinners. They're having them at home now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure that's true. Apparently, I think it was almost half of the people surveyed across the UK said they are probably going to spend Valentine's Day at home. So we thought,
well, if you're going to spend a lot of money on a ring, you want to be making sure you're not spending a lot of money on a meal and drinks out as well, I suppose.
Very true, very true. So we kind of came up with this idea of being like, right, well, if people are going to be spending time at home, how can we construct a formula to help them plan the perfect at-home proposal? And that's what I've tried to come up with. So there is the secret ingredient of love, which, you know, I can't guarantee you're going to get a yes. Let's think of that. That is something that even I will admit cannot be modelled by maths.
I guess that's a variable to add as well, maybe at a later date, if you've discussed the proposal beforehand, and if you've discussed it and the other person has said, well, I probably would marry you, yes. Well, then obviously that's a green light to move for the next level.
I think it would be a green light, yeah.
Okay, well, what are the key factors then that you've had to use while making this formula?
So there are five things. And the way it's going to work is we've called it the proposal score. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like rate my proposal, but in a mathematical way.
Okay.
So you kind of tell me about your plans, you input these five things, and you get a score out of 100.
Okay.
So the five things. And again, this came from the research of talking to couples across the UK. So the start time of your meal.
Wow, that's important, is it?
Yes. Well, you don't want it to be too. You don't want it to be too early and feel like, you know, you're eating too early, and you don't want it to be so late that you're tired. There's kind of, I feel like it makes sense. There's a sweet spot of when you want to be starting your meal for it to feel romantic.
Okay.
If it's too early, it doesn't feel romantic.
That's true.
And if it's too late, you're like, I just want to go to bed.
Well, yeah, if the sun hasn't gone down yet, that's definitely not a romantic moment, is it?
I would agree, yes.
Okay.
So it's the start time of your meal. It's the actual time of the proposal during the meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go too early, but you don't want to leave it too late again.
Yeah.
It's the amount of planning that you've put into it.
Okay.
So how far ahead did you start thinking about these things? Because I guess the idea being, in theory, the longer you're planning it, the more you've thought about it, and hopefully, therefore, the better it should be.
Well,
in terms of all
if
the
you think about it the morning of and get a Haribo ring, it's likely to be a no.
Well, interesting. I mean, yes on that, but it's interesting you mentioned about the ring because the cost of the ring was one of the variables.
Right. I wondered when that money was coming into this.
But it was a really interesting one because we actually found that 27% of people said they would be happy with whatever their partner could afford.
Which was only 27%?
Well, it was... I thought that was quite high. I thought that was quite reassuring and wholesome of the UK population to say, you know, one in four people were like, you know what? It doesn't matter.
But that still means that three out of four want more money spent on them or want it to be a certain price.
Yes, yes. But, you know, not all of them said the more the better, right?
Okay,
there's obviously a perfect sort of amount. Because some of them said, you know, if it's too much, it's like a bit flashy. It's kind of showing off and it's more about the money than the love. So you can kind of see, you know, maybe you don't want to go too low, too high. Again, there's like a sweet spot.
Okay.
And then the final variable is the sort of, I call it bonus, and it's like things you should do that evening and things you shouldn't do.
Okay, well, so like there's a long list, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. So you kind of figure out what these five things are, plug the numbers in, you're going to get a score out of 100.
Okay, well, shall we see how it works? And I'll give you all of that information one by one. You can input it into your computer, which has got the formula all kind of worked out.
Yeah.
And then we'll get a result.
We will rank your potential proposal. Yes.
Okay. I mean, this is interesting because I'm in a fairly new relationship, actually. So it'll be quite interesting to see if I do it my way, what it would come back as.
Yes. All right.
So, okay. So first question then is, did you say time of the meal?
Time of the meal. So when are you sitting down to dinner?
So I would say 8 p.m.
That's a good one. So 8 p.m. would get you 5 out of 5.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No, that
doing
is
well so far then.
Very good start. Yeah.
Next question, is it time of the proposal?
Yes.
So I would propose after dessert.
Okay.
My thinking behind that is because she's probably had a couple of glasses of wine by that point and more likely to say yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that one would get you 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So pretty, very, very good. Not the perfect answer. The perfect answer is supposedly
before dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
it's sort of to give you that, I guess, little bit of like something to share afterwards together. And
I don't know if I'd be hungry for dessert after proposing. I think I'd be so nervous. I think I'd do it and then I'd be like, no.
So that's
I can't
the
eat.
Other thing, right? As the proposer having to wait longer.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, when we were asking people in the survey, it was based around the person being asked.
Got
mainly.
You. Rather than the asker.
Yes.
Okay. Days spent planning the proposal. At least 6 months.
Okay, wow, right. So a good... So the sweet spot was about 68 days.
Is that all? Just over 2 months?
Just over 2 months.
Oh, I am a bit of a planner, though. Like,
yeah.
I am very much a planner, and I like everything to work like clockwork.
Yeah, so that's going to get you... That's only going to get you 2.
Oh, dear, I've lost some points for being organised here. I mean, my other half would agree with that. Yeah. She gets annoyed at how organised I am with things.
Okay.
Okay, lost out a little bit there. Cost of engagement ring... Now, see, I've always been told a month's salary.
Okay, yeah. So the ideal amount from the survey was 2.5 months. So it was a little bit high.
So I'm being tight.
Well, so it was 2.5 months of the people who said it
asked.
Mattered.
Yeah, of course.
But of course, there was lots of people who were like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, for
so
the
I'm
purposes,
in the middle then, really.
Yeah, I think what you've said is completely fair. I would like to, but, you know, for the purposes of...
The formula.
The formula, that is going to get you only a 2.
Okay. And is there one more, or was that all of
them? So there was the bonus. So things you do and don't do. So if I give you, would you give a speech?
No.
No, okay.
No, awkward. That's cheesy.
Well, heartfelt speech got you +8 points.
Oh my goodness me, really?
Apparently that was quite
When you say speech, though, do you mean as in when you get down on one knee and you say, you know, we've been together for blah, blah, blah?
Yeah,
that,
like,
oh,
like...
I would do that. Yes,
okay.
I would do that. I thought you meant like... After the proposal, stand up.
Oh,
and do
no,
it.
No, no.
Right, so we are here together. No, I would do a sentence
because
or two. Yes.
I think it's a personal preference, but you obviously could just say, you know, such and such, will you marry me? Or you could, as you know, as you say a little bit about
our
time together. And, okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't just fling a ring out and say, go on then, you're going to marry me or not. No, I would do a speech. Yeah.
Okay, good. Are we going to have like lighting, flowers? What's the setting?
Dim lights, candles.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fresh
I'll give
flowers.
You the romantic setting points.
Yeah.
And then good music and good food.
I probably would have some music on in the background. I've got a playlist called Romantic on my streaming service. So I would get that on.
Yeah.
The food, well, I'm a cook. I love cooking.
Okay, so you're getting all of those.
Yeah.
Right, so you've done really well on the positives. Now the negatives.
Okay. Oh, God.
So if you check your phone.
No. When me and my other half are together, our phones are away.
Okay, that's good.
So that would definitely
checking
be
your
away.
Phone is minus 20.
Yeah,
it was
no, that wouldn't
huge
happen. Totally agree
negative.
With that. Yeah. Yep.
Having the TV on in the background.
No. We rarely have the TV on anyway.
So burning the food, I'm going to say you won't do that, right? You're a chef.
Hopefully not. No, I shouldn't. I'm a trained chef. So.
And would there be any kids in the house?
No, not on this night.
Okay. In which case, that gives you a final proposal score of 73 out of 100.
Ooh, okay.
That's good.
That's good. So that's more than likely a yes.
Hopefully. As I say, I don't think...
You don't want to say it in case I actually do all this and get a no.
There is, as we discussed, there is the secret ingredient of love, right? So it's one of those where if you feel like it's proposing is a good idea, hopefully the formula, it is a bit of fun, but it hopefully gives you some ideas of the things that, in general, the UK population has said are important to them in a proposal setting.
Absolutely.
So it's not going to give you a definitive answer, but it's about having a bit of fun with maths. And also, I think there's some nuggets in there, you know, proposing at certain points in the meal, the time of dinner.
Really helpful stuff to think about for anyone who is planning to. Absolutely. And like you say, this is based on a survey. So actually, it is getting into the inner psyche of people who are willing or wanting to propose or be proposed to. So
absolutely.
This is great information to have anyway. Is there something unpredictable about love that might make it hard to predict, though, would you say, before we end?
Oh, absolutely. Like, there is, as we've said all along, like, you cannot model love. Like, human emotions in general are one of those things that I think the maths isn't there yet, because maths is very non-emotional.
Yeah,
that it's right
it's
or
fact.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fact. So I think whilst we can argue that certain aspects of the proposal will help you, you can't say for sure. You could get a proposal score of 100, but if you're asking a random stranger you just met on the street, of course you're going to get a no. So there is always that element of it. But I think where this is helpful, as we've said, is...
if you're in love, this is helpful.
If you're in love and you're at that point in your relationship where a proposal feels like the right thing and you're getting those signs, those green lights, then these are the things you can do to help.
Well, incredible, as always. A massive eye-opener. Is there anywhere that anyone can go to find out more about what you do?
Yes. So my website is tomrocksmaths.com and I'm on social media as @TomRocksMaths.
Amazing. Dr. Tom Crawford from Oxford University, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate your time today.